This is a podcast from the Business Times.
Good evening. It's Wednesday, March 27, 2024. Here's your Market Focus daily closing bell update. For the Business Times, I'm Emily Liu. Japan's finance minister issued a stern warning on Wednesday as the yen fell to a 34-year low against the dollar, saying authorities could take decisive steps to intervene. The remarks came shortly after the dollar spiked on strong U.S. data, nudging the Japanese yen to a 34-year low of 151.97 per dollar. Thailand's SET benchmark index is set for its fifth quarterly decline due to slowing economic growth and corporate earnings. Corporate earnings dropped 11% last year, driven by weak demand from consumers struggling with high household debt, according to Bloomberg. Foreign investors are also exiting the market, selling a net $5.5 billion worth of Thai stocks in 2023, the most since 2020. Singapore stocks rallied on Wednesday following higher-than-expected growth in the country's February factory output. Data released by the Economic Development Board on Tuesday showed that Singapore's factory output grew 3.8% in February, exceeding economists' estimates of 0.5%. The Straits Times Index gained 0.47% to 3,248.42, with local banks DBS and UOB leading the gains.
This is a podcast by the Business Times. Find more BT podcasts at businesstimes.com.sg/podcasts. Or wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is meant to provide general information only. SPH Media accepts no liability for loss arising from any reliance on the podcast or use of third parties' products and services. Please consult professional advisors for independent advice.